What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Back on Sabres Live with Chris Baker from Sabres Prospects. Marty Baron working TSN today. He's back in the mix. There's a big deal again from the Vancouver Canucks. Sportsnet Murph, our good friend, was first to report that Brock Besser is staying in Vancouver. 7 years times $7.25 million. So Marty, that takes another one of the very few big name.
Yeah, and that makes Nick Ehlers very happy still, right? When you're looking at Nick Ehlers saying that they everybody's, you know, signing with their teams, Marchand, Bennett, and now Besser. And it's like, okay, well, maybe the Winnipeg Jets are going to have to do the same thing and just keep Nick Ehlers there, but they're going to have to overpay. I think Ehlers was projected somewhere around the $8 million range. I think we're looking at $9 million+ now just because of the market and what's happening. But Besser, that's interesting because every year Besser has been in the trade rumor. Vancouver probably will trade Besser, and they didn't last year. And then all of a sudden he resigns there. But I think the contract is so good, being that it's $7.25 million, that at the trade deadline next year, when the Vancouver Canucks are not in the playoffs and they're looking to maybe move Quinn Hughes, and Brock Besser's name is going to come back and come back and come back. This is going to be never ending. I think it's a great contract for the Vancouver Canucks, but it's an even better contract if you're a team that likes Besser, that maybe want to acquire him at the deadline or next summer, because I think he'll be still available.
Very fair deal. Good value. I agree with you, Marty, on this. It allows them to not put Jonathan Lekkerimaki high up in the lineup by retaining Brock Besser. Got to remember, too, a big move that Duffer and I haven't talked about yet since you've been on is that at midnight, Elias Pettersson got his full no move. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be there. Like, adding Evander Kane, retaining Connor Garland. I know Marty's already declared him out of the playoffs next year, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there. They've got $13 million starting next year, not this season, next year in goaltending. So they believe in the tandem that they have. Others can argue whether it's the most solid tandem in the league, but I don't know if you do. I think they're pretty good. I really do.
But I look out west and I'm thinking, like, which team is going to take a step back, right? Again, like, that's the thing. So maybe it's St. Louis that falls off, but is Nashville going to gain a little something? Is Calgary getting in now, or is Calgary kind of staying on the outside? The teams that are in right now, like, it's very hard to get them out. So if you're Vancouver, I was all in for Vancouver to rebuild.
Last year. They were right there. And yeah, without Demko as their number one.
Yeah, but I was all in saying if you're the Vancouver Canucks, you should look to just rebuild, right? Redo it. And then we talked to Shayna Goldman, and I was like, they should trade Quinn Hughes. And Shayna was like, If they trade Quinn Hughes, we're going to be in a big, big problem in Vancouver. So, I look great for the Vancouver Canucks, but I don't think they're going to do it. And they're going to make the playoff next year.
Well, the latest from Bob McKenzie is that the Kings may well be able. Wouldn't this be a development in finalizing a deal for Corey Perry based on LA's lack of success against Edmonton in recent memory? And does this mean that the Kings would be bound for a Stanley Cup final?
Well, maybe, but then they would lose, right? Bakes, like the Corey Perry curse has been like five times now in the last 6 years. He's made it to the final with, you know, four different
teams. The only place
teams,
he won a cup was California, though, so that could change things.
That could change. Oh, man, would they hate that in Anaheim, seeing that the Anaheim Ducks have got such a good buzz going now with, you know, they're moving forward and all of it, and now Corey Perry goes to L.A., but it's a good depth signing. They re-signed Kuzmenko as well, right? So that's a one-year deal. Yep. I think the Kings are well-positioned again. Now, the biggest question mark will be, can Jim Hiller be the right coach for them, or do they make a change early and get Pete DeBoer, who's coached, you know, Corey Perry before, and then it's like, okay, let's go that way. Maybe that's what the Kings need.
Yeah, but Bakes, if they lose Gavrikov, life for Jim Hiller gets a lot harder, and so it does for their goaltending tandem as well, which still is a little unclear at this point in time, other than Darcy Kuemper is the number one. Gavrikov, you know, we spend so much of our time talking about point getters. Gavrikov is the big name here when it comes to free agent defensemen.
100%. I think when you look at adding Perry to the lineup, that forward group, they just got much harder to play against up front, assuming that Corey Perry is going to be Corey Perry for another season anyways, right? But when you look at the D, there are holes there. I don't think there's any question that Drew Doughty's kind of, you know, going backwards. We saw when he came back from the injury last year, they got to start to kind of figure out the plan, you know, for what happens there. When Bowen Byram's name comes up in trade rumors, I automatically think of LA because of replacing that mobility. But to your point, Duffer, Gavrikov makes that whole unit sing if he can somehow go back, and they become a real player, in my opinion, because that is, like I said, hard to play against up front, add some stout guy who blocks shots, warrior mentality, and Gavrikov, I like that lineup with him a heck of a lot better in it than I do in LA without Gavrikov there. I see some holes on that blue line.
Marty, what do you make of the Frank Saravalli notes about Nick Ehlers, the fact that he wants to go somewhere warm, wants to go to a market with less intensity, teams that used to populate the Southeast division may well
South
have
least.
A chance.
The Southeast, Duffer. That was Washington and Carolina. Now, Frankie Corrado just did something with TSN about an hour ago about Ehlers and how he would fit in Carolina. And Carolina's the Rod Brind'Amour team that likes to dump and chase heavy on the forecheck. But the one thing Ehlers is really good at is on the cycle and in zone, being able to create some room. So maybe it's not so much on the forecheck, but he still fits the Carolina mold of playing in the offensive zone and maybe adds another dimension. Now, they did re-sign re-sign an extension with Logan Stankoven that's going to kick in a year from now. So could they try to go Ehlers now? Maybe on a shorter term deal, but it's going to cost you $9+ million. It would be something Carolina would never have done before. But this year they tried with Rantanen. You know, it feels like Carolina with Eric Tolsky are trying a little bit more of the splashy, flashy moves. And maybe that would be the Ehlers. I could see him in Carolina Bakes. I think that'd be a great fit.
You have the room. It certainly won't go, you know, kind of blow for blow with trying to match what Florida's doing, right? That's the one thing. But it's kind of interesting, though, his commentary about wanting to go to a less intense market. We forget about that a lot. Some of these players, I don't think that it's an indication that they don't want to be in a pressure cooker. They don't want the pressure. I think they just want to go play hockey and not be under this intense scrutiny all the time. I can see Carolina. I really can. I don't know if it gets him past the Florida, though, honestly, but they certainly have the room to make it happen. And with Slim Pickens out there, I expect him to be right in the mix for sure.
Yeah, I think the Florida, you know, they're staying.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Standard, and they're two-time defending champs now. It looks incredibly well-positioned for the future. But we also know how slim the margin is every year. Like, the Panthers can have multiple great seasons in the next 4 years. They may not win it. They may just get two crappy overtime bounces in a series against Carolina and lose. Like, that's not going to take away from their legacy and or their team building process here under Bill Zito. I think Carolina could easily. I mean, they went for Gensel. They went for Rantanen. They tried to get Marner. They've now added, you know, term to Stankoven, who is not in that stratosphere. But they're also taking huge money off the books and Brent Burns and presumably Orlov as well, who is on the market right now. So they've got all the money in the world to splash it down for forwards here. Ehlers makes perfect sense, in my opinion. But we're Sabres Live. He still makes perfect sense for the Sabres here, Marty. Like, what would they have to do?
He does, but the problem is that now your numbers, like, if you're going to sign Rand McLeod, and I would anticipate that's going to happen, right, because he's a big part of this team, and Tuck extension numbers and all of that, I don't know that you have as much cap flexibility as, you know, what everybody thinks they do, and so I don't sit, but you mentioned, we talked about Carolina maybe not being able to get past Florida, but let's take a look at the Atlantic Division. Florida re-signs like their trio of UFAs. You know, you've got Toronto and Tampa that is still good, and Montreal now. They made a trade with Paul Duke for Mayu, but the youth and the, you know, adding Noah Dobson, like, there's a lot of teams that are getting so good in the Atlantic Division that you have to be able to respond. But I don't see Ehlers and the numbers when it comes to the salary really working for the Sabres, because I don't know that the Sabres have that $9.5 million to spend on a Nick Ehlers. So that will be interesting at the end of the day to see where Ehlers goes, just because of the tightness of the cap in certain situations.
Well,
I like what you say, Marty, about Ehlers too on the cycle, because, you know, the one thing that stands out to me is, like, this wouldn't be a move like Tulsky's just joining the arms race to kind of keep up with the Joneses. It actually works from a team building element. It's not just amassing talent. The more that I've thought about it, I can see it. I can see him fitting into the lineup. But no, to Duffer's point, he would fit in Buffalo too, but I agree. The math gets a little tricky. The math gets a little tricky if he's going to get north of nine on a, you know, managing again. I think get Tuck done first and know what the number is and how long his term is going to be before you can get with Ehlers on a big number, even on a five-year deal.
3 weeks ago, I tried to push Marty on the idea of Dan Vladar here on Sabres Live. Vladar has left Calgary by all reports and will take a two-year, $6.7 million deal with Eastern Conference opponent of the Buffalo Sabres, the Philadelphia Flyers. It's $3.35 million cap hit. This is for a team that already has Sam Ersin and, at over $3 million a year, Ivan Fedotov as well. Who do you think is going to emerge from that however many-headed goalie monster they have in Philadelphia, and as the number one guy?
below Kolosov as well, who was somebody that they brought over, right? And it was mm-hmm. like, okay, an arm race. Can we get him over? So I think Vladar is going to be the guy with Ersson. And look, Vladar is a big goalie, and I thought he did well in Calgary, kind of supporting Dustin Wolf. Again, that's the number, right? We talked about Jake Allen taking 1.8 over 5 years because the number was probably around 3 million, but saying, hey, we'll give you 9 million over 3 years or 9 million over five. Let's try to keep the cap number low. He took the 9 million over five. Now Vladar says, I'm at 3.35 for 2 years. That's what the market bears now. If you're Anton Forsberg, and you're saying, I could go back to Ottawa, but maybe I'm going to explore and try to get 2.5 to 3 million. Mm-hmm. Alex Lyon, we discussed, like, that's what is happening with that market. I even suggested, and I've suggested this before, Bakes, that the Leafs should look to trade Joseph Woll, because the market is so bad right now for goaltending that if you can get something really, really significant in return, he's already making $3 million on a deal that starts this year for 3 years. Like, I think teams would be, who do you take, Joseph Woll or Dan Vladar, right? That's the thing. Like, so I think this goalie market is very weird this summer because of the numbers that you have to give now to back up goaltenders on a 2 year deal, somewhere over $3-3.5 million.
Kind of funny that you mentioned the Leafs, because when we were talking, I'm looking at Vladar and I'm sitting there saying, can he almost be the guy like Stolarz there? You know, plays mm-hmm. 35, 40 games, does really well. Philly somehow gets into the playoffs and he just kind of rolls with it, you know, and performs very well. But no, I think you're right. You know, the goaltending market, with it being so dry, I think teams are going to have to look outside and get a little more creative and maybe look at a guy who's been a little more established in a trade as opposed to going after a Vitek Vanacek or someone like that. We have to find out. I think there is going to be a shoe to drop here with the Sabres. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if they did talk to a Vladar when kind of evaluating. You know, usually when there's smoke, there's fire. It's clear that they've made some kind of connection with Alex Lyon. But I do wonder if they talked to a 27-year-old Dan Vladar at that number as well.
Are we 100% convinced now, Marty, that there is no actual appropriate number for any team to have invested in their goaltending? We literally have ranges from $3 million for a tandem to $13 yep. million for a tandem.
And $4 million is like the Edmonton Oilers, right? With Skinner at under $3 million and Pickard at $1 million. And now the Oilers are sitting there saying, we need to do something, mm-hmm. but maybe we have to wait until November and see what team is falling off the race and adjust their, do what Colorado did last year. Right. Colorado revamped their crease in November because the San Jose Sharks were so far out and Mackenzie Blackwood was playing well. So let's do that. And Nashville was out and they're like, hey, we're going to take your backup goaltender. Maybe the Oilers have to do that. And maybe the Sabres can get a Lyon or something like that to go with UPL and say, we're going to take October to see where this is going. But mm-hmm. if by November 1st, it's not going the way we want, we're going to do something and we'll make a trade and we'll acquire something.
Marty, enjoy the day at TSN. Thank you. Chris Baker from Sabre Prospect is with us right now. We'll wrap up Sabres Live after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.